This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Spirited conversation during the commercial break with our man Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee. Ohio State alum.
Not necessary.
Chris
and it's
Biederman.
Ohio, not state.
Of the
Ohio.
Sacramento Bee. Sir, I don't even know that. I think part of the show cause was you have to reduce 10% of your talking. That and the scholarship money. 10% of Caraway's talking when it comes to college sports. Chris, we were just talking about, obviously, we've got the 49ers and the Raiders coming up tomorrow. And what, for you, is the biggest storyline for the San Francisco 49ers headed into the season?
Into the season? I think it's kind of a toss-up between three things, and I know that's not super helpful to your question, but basically it's, can Brock Purdy get better? Can the veteran stars stay healthy? And can the guys they drafted in the last 2 years, and even some undrafted guys, assume sort of these core roles that they need them to assume, right? So can Ricky Pearsall become a quality starting receiver? Can Dominic Pooney continue to play well at right guard? Can, you know, some of these younger guys, Mykel Williams, CJ West, these newcomers along the defensive line, like, they need these guys to be core contributors, and they can't whiff on these draft picks. So this, for me, it's threefold. You obviously need Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams to stay healthy. You need Brock Purdy to continue to get better, and you need these young guys to improve. And if all three of those things happen, I think the Niners can hang with anybody in the NFC, because their schedule is really not all that difficult. They have the easiest schedule in the NFL. But as we know, the Niners sometimes can get really banged up with injuries, and things can go haywire pretty quick. And what's been happening in training camp this year is more of the same in terms of injuries. I'm not super worried yet, because really the only one, aside from Brandon Ayuk, that you're worried about is Kevin Givens, a defensive lineman. That in terms of like it bleeding into the season, and we'll see what Juwan Jennings, that could get dramatic here in the next few weeks. But I think the Niners are in an okay place despite all the injuries they're dealing with, because not too many of them are bleeding into the season.
Do you think Brock Purdy is that type of quarterback that every time that you go out there with him under center, you feel like you can win a game? You feel like you should win a game if you're the 49ers?
I mean, I can't divorce Brock Purdy from Kyle Shanahan. So I feel like when you have Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan together, you have a chance at having a really good offensive day. But it becomes more difficult when, you know, Christian McCaffrey's out with an injury, when Trent Williams is out with an injury. Like, it becomes more difficult for the 49ers to win those games. And when I talk about Brock Purdy getting better, that's kind of what I mean. Like, can Brock Purdy get to a place where he's helping you overcome those injuries instead of just playing well when everything around him is going well and you have all your guys healthy? So that if Brock Purdy is sort of that rising tide that lifts all boats, and you know we're talking about Lamar Jackson a little bit in the break, like do some of those things that Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen can do when the roster might not be as good as around those guys at like previously, but they can elevate their own games. If Brock Purdy can get to that level, then obviously that takes the 49ers to a different level. So that's what I'm looking for in terms of Purdy, if he can get there to where like things can be crumbling around him and he can still play at a high level.
Do you think this team, would you classify the 49ers as young or old?
That's a good question. I would say old just because like they're so reliant on aging players, right? Like Trent Williams is what, 37, and he's super important to what they do. So like Christian McCaffrey is old in running back terms. I think he's 29. So yeah, like given how reliant the 49ers are on those two specific players who are going into the season with substantial durability concerns, I would just classify him as an older team, even though they do have a lot of young guys.
When would you say that it would be a good outcome in terms of when Brandon Ayuk comes back?
Kyle Shanahan said week six.
We know that's a lot.
Around week six. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, to me, it's less about when he comes back and more about, like, does he come back looking like Brandon Ayuk? Because I still think they're good enough. And this is, you know, assuming Ricky Pearsall plays, assuming Juwan Jennings can get that calf healthy and play. I think the 49ers can tread water and be good enough offensively, particularly given, you know, George Kittle's looked great in camp. Christian McCaffrey's looked really good in camp. Like, those guys are going to be big pieces of the passing game. So they might not need Brandon Ayuk to win, you know, regular season games in October, but they're going to need Brandon Ayuk to win games in January. And so if you can get, that means he doesn't come back till November, like as long as Brandon Ayuk is healthy and playing well towards the end of the season and maybe into the playoffs, then that's what I think the best case scenario is for him.
And see, my thing with Brandon Ayuk is, I hope I'm dead wrong, but I mean, he destroyed that knee. Yeah. And I don't know if we'll ever see that Brandon Ayuk again. That doesn't mean he's not an NFL player or a good player or anything like that. But I would consider it a success if you saw Brandon Ayuk at any point in his career that was 80% of what he was before then. You just don't see that. You don't see damn near regular ACL tears and people come back how they are, let alone what he did. I think his was ACL, MCL, and some other stuff too. And that's just – I hate to see that for him, man. But anything that I get from Brandon Ayuk this year, to me, is gravy, because I'm not expecting much, to be honest.
Yeah, that's fair. I'd also point out too, like, Nick Bosa had a similar injury in 2020 and then came back and won Defensive Player of the Year in 2023. Mm-hmm. Obviously that's further down the line.
So why does he stink now? Go ahead, finish your point. Like, we'll get to Nick Bosa, sorry.
No, I don't. The Nick Bosa thing's funny. Do people think he isn't good because the sack numbers aren't there like
he's
they were not, a couple years ago?
He's not what he's getting paid to be. He's good. He's an above-average ball player, but he's not top of the market the way he's paid. Not these last 2 years.
So someone, like, I think I've told this. I don't even remember the Khalil Mack story a few years ago with the Raiders. He didn't have the numbers, and we asked, it was a Brian Baldinger time. I don't remember who it was. Like, who's the best defender on the Raiders right now? And they went, oh, it's Khalil Mack. Like, everything yeah. every defense does, or everything every scheme is done for Khalil Mack. They're trying to mitigate Khalil Mack as best they can, and that's maybe not stuff that we see or pay attention to as closely. And maybe there's something similar that happens with Nick Bosa.
But, Chris, and I'm going to let you answer. They do that for Myles Garrett. They do that for J.J. Watt. Everything they do on offense is the scheme against those guys. They still find a way to get to close to 20 sacks. Mm-hmm. They do that for Michael Parsons. They still find a way. Nick Bosa is not finding a way the last two seasons to affect the game the same way those guys do. And they get a lot of attention from the offensive coordinators every week as well.
I think sack numbers can be a little bit misleading, I think the pressure numbers have still been there. He obviously is not playing on the same level of defensive line in terms of the teammates that he has. And if you're an offensive coordinator, you can double Nick Bosa and feel pretty good about winning your one-on-ones against the other three defensive linemen that the 49ers have had. Particularly last year, you had, you know, Sam Okwuonu being the top defensive end opposite Nick Bosa. This year, maybe Mykel Williams changes that, although he's probably rushing more from the interior. And even then, you know, maybe there's two-man games that they can run together, similar to what the Niners did with Eric Armstead and Nick Bosa on the same side of the line. You know, we'll see what Bryce Huff can do in terms of providing that speed element off the opposite edge. I think it's just been too easy for defensive coordinators to double Nick Bosa. And yeah, the sack numbers haven't been there, but I don't think Nick Bosa is suddenly underpaid. Like I think just about every other team in the league would be fine paying Nick Bosa what he's making now, particularly given what, you know, if the Cowboys ever end up paying Micah Parsons, like that's going to be a lot more money than Nick Bosa makes. I don't think there's this massive gap between Nick Bosa and Micah Parsons.
Going back to the receiver position after I interrupted you with my smart-ass remark about Nick Bosa, you mentioned, and you and Kyle Mattson of the Insiders and of Kenneth Stick Chronicles talked about this extensively on a podcast you guys put out this week. You mentioned it just a second ago. Juwan Jennings things could get a little it could get a little dicey in the coming days, weeks. Why do you think so, and do you think this is going to get resolved?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to get resolved. I think it's going to get dicey because I don't think the 49ers want to set the precedent of paying guys while they're still under contract at the top of the market when, you know, like in Juwan Jennings' case, I think Jennings wants probably more than the 49ers are willing to pay. And I think if you're the 49ers, you're looking at it like, well, we're paying Brandon Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall's going to be our number one or number two receiver in some order. If we pay Juwan Jennings, you know, does any number three receiver in the NFL make $20 million a year? I would say no, right? So that's probably a non-starter from the Niners' perspective. From Jennings' perspective, he's absolutely underpaid at, what, $4.5 million a year, I would say, or seven, what is it, seven and a half? I forget exactly what the number is, but he's probably a $14, $15, $16 million receiver, but I think there's a good chance he wants significantly more than that, and the Niners just don't want to pay guys who are still under contract because they have other guys like their right tackle Colt McKivitz, who could make an argument that he's severely underpaid. Not that Colt McKivitz is some like Pro Bowl player, but a starting right tackle in the league who's reliable, you know, those guys make $17 to $20 million a year. Colt McKivitz might start looking at the front office sideways and be like, you're going to pay Jennings, like what about me? And the 49ers don't want to set that precedent, which I think is understandable. I get where both sides are coming from. I think there's probably somewhere in the middle they can compromise to where, you know, you guarantee Jennings $15-16 million and you give him a 2-year deal, and maybe it's a player option in that second year, or maybe it's something that they can trade next offseason. But the Niners are really up against it. Like they have a lot of salary cap space this year, but they only have $8 million in cap space for 2026. And that's the issue you run into when you're paying your starting quarterback market rate. You obviously have all these other big contracts and Fred Warner and George Kittle and Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey and Brandon Ayuk, like, and Nick Bosa, obviously. So it's difficult for them to justify paying a third receiver what Jennings might want. But I do think that there's a compromise there. But at the same time, like, given all the contract issues the Niners have had in all these off seasons, it wouldn't surprise me if this is the one that leads to a trade. As much as the 49ers need Juwan Jennings this year, like they might just be like, all right, if he wants $20 million or more than that, like I could see the Niners drawing a line in the sand and being like, well, we have Ricky Pearsall. We're going to get Brandon Ayuk back at some point. Jordan Watkins, the rookie, the fourth round pick has looked like a usable player. Jacob Cowing had a good offseason before his hamstring injury. Like maybe the Niners can justify moving on from Juwan Jennings, as crazy as that sounds, if Jennings is really hardlining at $20 million plus or whatever that number is.
Niners going to hit him with the, Juwan, get ready to learn Chinese, buddy. That's one of my favorite gifts.
Chris, what is your opinion on all of this? I don't know if it's national fans or just.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
San Francisco Bay Area fans, this hot seat for Kyle Shanahan talk. What does he need to do to keep the hot seat off of his butt? And to me, it's like, kind of insane, because I think he's a top five head coach in the NFL, and he would be unemployed for 0.5 seconds.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just think the Niner fans have seen so much success, you know, dating back to the 80s and 90s, obviously, that the bar is just incredibly high. It's not like, you know, the Kings, like, I'll just make the playoffs and things will be cool. It's like, you gotta win a Super Bowl. Particularly if you are considered a top five coach, which I think he rightfully is. But I look at it a lot like the Andy Reid situation when he was with the Eagles. And I think, you know, like the Andy Reid forever was viewed as this guy who was like, well, he's a really good coach, but he just can't win the big game. And yeah, maybe that was fair, but he certainly proved that he could once he got, you know, one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen. And so I'm kind of the mind that, like, if you want to fire Kyle Shanahan, like, I dare you to, I would say just like, who's a better option? Who are you going to get? Mm-hmm. Because I think there's probably a handful of coaches in the league that are better than Kyle Shanahan, and none of them are going to be available if you do fire him. So yeah, like it's a very first world problem to get to the Super Bowl and not be able to win it. And I understand the angst because the Niners are, you know, they won five straight Super Bowls in which they appeared. And now they've lost three straight. I understand why the fan base would feel a certain way about that. But at the same time, it's like you start firing guys, you know, you have a better chance at finding Jim Tom Sula or Chip Kelly than you do Kyle Shanahan again. So I don't really subscribe to the whole hot seat thing. If they miss the playoffs and everybody's healthy and it looks like the offense isn't working and players are upset, then I could see, you know, I could see that actually starting in earnest. But I just think you can look, you know, a lot of it's circumstantial. There's a lot of context to the Niners, you know, going 6-11 last year. That doesn't have as much to do with Kyle Shanahan. And so I'm with you, Krista. Like, I think he's probably a top five coach, and I would expect at some point he's going to win a Super Bowl, and that will alleviate a lot of this discussion, I think.
Hey, Chris, what you think about this 49ers defense? Struggled in a major way last year for the first time in a few years. Seemed like there was a little bit of an overhaul. That's where the team looks a lot younger to me on that defensive end. What do you think about it? You know, the combination of these young guys, or you think they got the talent to elevate this defense, and then working with Robert Saleh is a little bit of a bounce back year for the defense.
Yeah, I think there's definitely youth movement going on. I think there's a lot on Robert Saleh's shoulders, and I think, you know, he might be good enough to coach up these young guys to the point of respectability, and they could get to top 12, top 10, particularly if Nick Bosa has a good year, right? Like, anytime you have Fred Warner and Nick Bosa on the same defense, like, you're going to feel pretty good about that. They think D'Amador Lenore is going to take another step. We'll see what's going to happen with the safety position. Marquise Siegel, the rookie fifth round pick, looks like he's competing for a starting job. He's going to be a guy to watch on Saturday. The young guys, Alfred Collins, CJ West. It doesn't look like CJ West is going to play because he hyperextended his knee against the Raiders, but they need Alfred Collins to be good. And he's gotten off to a slow start, and you know, he's going to be another guy to watch really closely. I'm in on Mykel Williams. I'm really optimistic on what he can be. He seems to me like an Eric Armstead type, maybe like a more talented Eric Armstead type of player who can set the edge in the running game and then rush from the interior in the passing game. So I don't know that, you know, this is anywhere close to like the 2019 defense, but I think if Robert Saleh does what I think he can do, and I think what the team thinks he can do, and coach up this defense, they can get back to the point where they're respectable enough to get to the playoffs and maybe make some noise.
You mentioned tomorrow night's game against the Raiders, or tomorrow afternoon's game against the Raiders, excuse me, and things to watch for. You just named a couple. What else are you, what else are you watching for? And is this the de facto dress rehearsal, so to speak, with there only being three preseason games now?
I'm probably the last person to talk to about the preseason because I hate the preseason, and I think it's fake enough. Football. I think it's like NBA Summer League. Like, you know, I think it can tell you a tiny, tiny little bit, but I don't think contextually there's a whole lot that you learn from preseason football that you can take into the regular season. But that being said, like, it would be cool to see Ricky Pearsall do what he's been doing on the practice field in games, right? Like, I went to a training camp practice. It was his first one back from the hamstring injury earlier this month. And he looks like a starting receiver. Like, he looks like an 80 catch guy on the practice field. Mm-hmm. And the 49ers badly need him to be that type of player. But it's different to do it in a game setting than obviously in a padless practice. So, you know, I don't know how much Ricky Pearsall is going to play, but those are the types of things I want to see. Like, does the stuff that they're doing on the practice field translate to game situations? So things like that. I mean, does Jake Moody do anything? Like, does he miss any kicks? Well, people can looking at that, because you remember his rookie year when they played in Vegas, he missed a couple of kicks, and that foreshadowed what was to come with Kenny's guy, Moody. So I just,
not my guy.
Yeah. But overall, like, in terms of like which second and third stringers, I'm like, I just don't think the majority of these guys are going to be even on the 53 man roster who play most of this game. So there's not a ton for me to look at, but I would say like the draft class, Nick Martin, Alfred Collins, Siegel, you know, Connor Colby, the left guard. If you're into left guard play, maybe he's, you know, seventh round pick. might be competing for a starting job. So, you know.
What about my boy Stout? He's been turning heads in practice.
Yeah, he's been good. I don't know that he's going to play because he's hurt also. Oh, that's great. But it looks like, fantastic. I mean, it looks like he's going to win the starting nickel job. And that would be huge for them. That's another guy that's like could be part of that core going forward. That they need to establish. So yeah, he's definitely somebody, if not Saturday, definitely in the regular season to watch.
All these injuries, 49ers in midseason form, TK.
I have a fantasy football question. If you are going to take either Ricky Pearsall or Juwan Jennings, is it as simple as taking the guy that's not in a contract dispute and is fully healthy or not?
Well, it's also about like when are you drafting them, because I think Ricky Pearsall is probably going to be somebody you could maybe get a few rounds later than Jennings, and so if you can do that, I would be in on that. If you're looking at both of them in the same round, whenever that is, I'd probably lean Jennings just because of the track record, and maybe he goes somewhere else and lights it up if he does get traded, but. Yeah, like I'm really optimistic about Pearsall. I just don't know from a fantasy perspective, like it's all about value, I guess. And if you can get him late, that's like a potential starting receiver that you could get late. I would be in on that.
Their ADPs are like identical, just crazy. Really? Yeah, you look at cheat sheets and they're like, it's almost like people don't know what to make of it. They're just like right next to each other, or maybe one person in between them.
I think Slick Rick gonna have a good year, man. If he can stay healthy, I think he'll play well.
I think the football nerds like Pearsall.
Yeah, CJ Stroud loves Pearsall. Remember when he got drafted to the Niners and him and Micah were on that Bleacher Report stream, and he's like, "Oh man, I wanted him in Houston."
And then Micah said, "Well, I hope he wins a Super Bowl for the NFC."
Oh, will you stop?
That's what it, David. That's will how Micah goes stop? About things.
It was a little weird, but it's fine. Chris, great stuff as always. We appreciate you, my friend. Very proud Ohio State alum.
The Ohio State.
His school didn't get sanctions today.
I work with a bunch of children.
To the tune of $30 million. His coach hasn't had a 14-year show cause.
Yeah, because fights happen on the field, and he doesn't even know what's going
on. What happened?
I'm going to need a show cause for Kenny to show why he's a Michigan fan. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Northern California guy.
Because he's a bandwagoner.
They haven't won that much for me to be a bandwagoner.
Okay, like, would you like the blue chips?
This is what happened.
Yankees, Wolverine.
This is what happened. I was
Knicks.
8 years old. I've liked Knicks
Everything
for about 20
years. Everything starts around 7 or 8.
And the Fab Five came around. They were the coolest thing to ever happen in my life outside of Jordan. I was like,
they don't play football.
They don't play
football. But I mean, I'm already there, so I might as well like the football team. But then, like, I wasn't really paying attention to football, and then Charles Woodson came along. I was like, that's the dude. And it's been there ever since. What was I, about 13 when Charles Woodson stepped on campus?
Meanwhile, Chris Biederman invested his future into the Ohio State University.
He should have went to
his
Michigan.
Money. His money.
Like, why would he do that?
He should have went to Ann Arbor.
Well, he probably... Okay. Chris, we appreciate you.
I'm enjoying I'll enjoy watching the defending national champions this year, this fall.
It's not even going to matter once they go to the BSL.
Who did you say? Kenny said Jeremiah Smith. Was it Joel Klatt? What do you think about this before we let you run? Yeah. That Jeremiah Smith is the greatest college football player to have ever lived.
Well, he didn't say that. He said the greatest college football player he's ever seen.
That he's ever, same thing.
He's been cut, but no, he since he's been covering, he's been which covering. Is like 20, 25 years.
All right, so what do you think?
I'll say there, Ohio State's turned out a lot of really good receivers. I think Jeremiah Smith has a really good chance to be the best one in terms of NFL prospects. He's incredible.
He looks like the next Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Yeah,
he looks amazing.
Great stuff, Chris. We appreciate you, my friend. Thank you as always. And thank you for all the great work you do covering the Bee and the Republic and everything that you're doing over there at the Sacramento Bee.
Oh, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. So, man, Chris Biederman right there. Check out, again, Sacramento Bee and all of his great coverage of the San Francisco 49ers over on Candlestick Chronicles.
I meant to ask Chris. Chris went to Ohio. The Ohio State. Chris went to Ohio, so, you know, I just wanted to, you know, he was there on campus. Trista, you went to University of Oregon, correct?
I did.
And I was just interested in this all the time. Did you have classes with any of the football or basketball players?
I did.
Who?
Malik Hairston. Jackie's last name? He was on the defense. Nobody premier. It wasn't like a Dennis Dixon. He was.
Were you there when LaMichael James was there?
Yes, I was. He was, I think, a year younger than me. But he wasn't in any of my classes. He was.
I just always find that cool. Like, because I know people that went to USC. It's like, yeah, I had a.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Class with Matt Leinart. Like, what? This guy was like the biggest, one of the biggest stars in all of football, not just college football, all of football, and he was in an anthropology class with you.
Was Matt Leinart the one that Pete Carroll got mad at when he announced he was going to the NFL?
Maybe so.
Do you remember that press conference where he was like, yeah, he's going to the NFL. Here's Matt.
And he got up and left.
I don't remember. Was that
him? You've got to watch it. It's crazy. I think it's Matt Leinart.
I remember that.
Who was after Matt?
Matt Barkley. And he definitely didn't do that for Matt Barkley. So Matt had to be
Leinart. It had to have been Leinart. Was it Sanchez? It was Mark. He was mad at Sanchez. Okay. You've got to go see it. It's crazy. Pete getting mad is crazy.
Did you guys see that video? I think we might have played it on the show of when Leinart went back to USC and nobody knew who he was.
Oh, we played that.
Yeah. He was just like, hey, where's the football stadium? They're like, it's down the way.
Loser.
Get out of here, you old badass kids.
Not knowing who the guy is.
Just start yelling at him because they think he can't. Hey, sir, it's down the way.
See you later, OG. Seeing you.
See you later, Unc.
OG. See you later, Unc.
OG.
Hey, can you go buy some beer over there? I'll tell you where the football stadium is if you promise to buy us some beer real quick.
I have got to find this clip of Mark Sanchez.
Damn.
He was so mad.
The Sanchez, as they were calling him in New York.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen the sandwich video yet, but can we play it in the last?
Nah, because it upsets Kenny. I don't want to upset
Kenny.
It's Friday.
Asking how toxic this is.
People see it on social media. He's going to get mad. He's going to start cussing.
People might get cursed
he's
out.
Start cussing.
It's just, it depends on the day.
He does not have a sense of humor.
It depends on the day. And I don't know if today's the day.
They said you were going ham and cheese.
Damn it.
Their mamas was going ham and cheese.
He's not having it. He is not having it. This is not the video I'm looking for. Come on, man. But we might not be able to find it. I was hoping I'd be able to find it. Look for it when you get a chance. He's going to the NFL. Gets up and walks away. He's making a mistake.
Funny thing is,
I'm looking at it. Like, Pete looks exactly the same.
Is Pete 81?
I thought he was in his
80s. Is he 79?
I was going to say, I don't think he could be in his 80s yet, is he? Pete's 73.
Oh, he's good. He definitely can be there for another 10 years.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll looks good.
You know who's 80? Isn't Belichick 81? I think that's his 80.
73. He can still pull to this day.
Bill Belichick? Bill Belichick. Where are you getting Bill Belichick 73?
Pete Carroll.
What are you doing?
Somebody 81.
There is
man.
No way there's an 81-year-old NFL coach.
I think you were thinking of a homie from Penn State. I think you were thinking of...
oh, he was 183.
Paterno, yeah, Paterno was pretty old.
Everyone said, don't fire Paterno because you know what's going to happen.
He's just going to die, and then he did.
And he did.
He died at 85. He died at 85.
Yeah, he'd only been gone
like
for like a year.
7 seconds after he retired.
Yeah. Penn State ranked number 2 in the nation. That's crazy.
Texas number 1?
Texas 1, Penn State 2. I think Ohio State is 3.
We're gonna see.
Clemson, I think, is 4.
How it goes down with the Oregon Ducks versus Penn State. That's going to be the game.
Where's that at?
That's there. The whiteout. They have a bye, and we're coming off the Civil War. It's a brutal spot. We got to go all the way across the country and play them with a. They have a big rest advantage.
Well, you guys, top, not top 10. Top
yeah, we
15.
Are.
You're top 10?
I think we are top 10. I think we're in 8. Is that
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Someone help me. Oregon ranking. I know we're there. We're like right in there.
Are you going to any games?
You know what? I was gifted a season ticket.
Wow.
For the Oregon Ducks.
That is a hell of a gift.
Wow.
Yeah. A friend of mine from college.
Who are your friends? I need to.
Kyle gave me some beer he got for free.
Do they need new friends? Can I?
Man.
We're 7th. We're ranked 7th, right?
Okay.
Below
okay.
Notre Dame. What a game that'll be. I'm not going to go to that.
Can
one.
We go back to this gifted a season ticket?
That's crazy.
Yeah, my friend, he texted me, hey, do you want a season ticket? And I said, yeah, I do. Hey, just going to check. And then he circled the block on July 2nd. Hey, was just going to check. You're still good and interested in taking my extra season ticket for free to sit with us this season, right?
Well, he even made sure you knew.
I will probably, yeah, for free.
He made
for
you
free.
Wanted to make sure. This ain't going to cost you anything.
Also, I probably have both of my tickets for you if you want the additional one for the first game as I have a previous commitment. I'll make sure to transfer the tickets to you as we get closer.
Hey, give Big Dog my number, man. Get my number, man. This is the type of friends I need in my
life.
If
my nephew has learned one thing from being around you and I the last 2 days.
Get free stuff.
Well, don't be like us. Be like her.
There you go.
That's the life you live. Is
that's what a 6.8 out of 10 gets for free.
No, we 7.5.
Yeah,
it's going down.
Oh, no.
Why is it
but
going down?
But you guys
down?
Won't even correct me that I'm at any higher than a 7.5, which I've gotten texted.
Well, said I was letting you make your point.
You said at least.
Yeah, you were. I was letting you make
it's
your point.
It's a rough one. It's a rough one.
Said at least. I didn't know remember, you were tatted up.
I've got one. This is one from my grandma. You remember Hot or Not? You guys remember, were you guys in college during Hot or Not?
I don't TV so. Show?
No, Hot or Not was a website that you could upload your photo to. And then it would send it to all the college campuses that had people that were on it. And then they would aggregate votes and tell you if you were hot or not.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Well, what did we get?
I was an 8.3.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
I used a very flattering photo.
All right. I'll see you, TK.
So I always say, really, in my own mind, I'm an 8.3 because Hot or Not told
that's,
me.
If I had uploaded a photo in college, it would have been an emphatic no.
Well,
just no.
Well, you were a late bloomer.
Yeah,
I got better looking in time. You did. You got sort of darker, more ripped. The facial hair helps the chiseling of the face.
And it's only a year old, so man, thank God.
Anyway, my friend who is giving me the tickets is married with kids, and his wife is also a season ticket holder, so it's not because he's trying to hit.
Oh, you're probably going to be going to a lot of games, married with kids. He doesn't even live local. He lives in Sacramento.
He's the friend that was at the, remember I introduced you to him at one of the playoff games, and I told you guys, I knew this kid from college.
Yeah.
He lives here, and he flies to all the games. He owns a coffee, almost like a.
How
remember
rich
I was telling,
is he?
Yeah,
is
that's
he
what I'm
Kenny
saying.
Rich?
Not me
probably,
rich.
Probably richer than Kenny. He did
definitely
like a Dutch Bros spinoff, and
okay.
He has some clutch. They're called Clutch Coffees. They're all around the country. So wow. He travels from Sacramento to Oregon to watch all the home
games. There isn't a team that's on the
fire.
Planet I like enough to do that.
No,
it's only
I would.
An hour
That'd be
flight.
Fire.
It's
I,
only
I
an
that.
Hour flight.
It's an hour flight if everything goes right, and that's not counting getting to the airport and going through the process of flying.
He probably has a private jet if he can.
Well, now
fly
that's
in.
A different
story. I would fly.
Story.
I would fly to Santa Clara to go see the Niners every week.
Of course you would.
That's what rich people do.
I can't. I said I would. I'd be like Vivek, flying to the Bay Area. Vivek be flying to the Kings games.
Begrudgingly. Man, don't want to be there.
Can't believe you guys don't know Hot or Not.
No, I was on MySpace.
Yeah, I don't know that they had that at American River College.
Black
I'm
Planet,
really
too.
Sure. That's what what you know about Black Planet?
Oh, of course, I was on Black Planet.
I have no doubt.
What? Come on.
I have no doubt you were on
that
Black Planet.
That was before people would be like, hey, you can't do that. People were like, I had homies be like, yo, you trying to get on Black Planet or not? I was like, yeah, I'm in. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
BlackPlanet.com, still jumping.
Bring it back.
It's not. It didn't go. It's still here.
Well, I'm saying, like, bring the popularity of it back.
It kind
of
looks like LinkedIn.
Oh, now it's professional.
Yeah, or maybe LinkedIn / I don't know. I haven't been on Facebook in 3 years. I lost that account a long time ago.
This,
but it's got LinkedIn.
It was on Facebook
Hot or
the other
Not
day.
Started. Hot or Not was started in October 2000, and it was sold in 2008 for roughly $20 million, which is literally it was just that. What I told you, what it was. Submit the photo, you get a score back. That's it.
I feel like this might have been in The Social Network.
It might have been. It was before.
That's what I mean. I feel like it might have been in The Social Network.
And then they also had an engine where it was like, you can meet me if you think I'm like super hot. Like that was like an extra button.
What's that? What's the app? The swipe app. What's that?
Oh, Tinder.
Tinder. It was
Tinder
before?
Tinder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wild. Yep. And people would just put their grainy.
Do you use dating apps?
I do.
Like that?
I do.
Okay. I've never been on one before.
I got on. So here's the thing. I've been on a wait list for Raya.
Oh, Jesus.
Since
Christ.
Since 2013.
Complex is on it.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know.
They started putting all the normies on Raya, so when I got...
Well, Complex isn't a normie. Wait a minute.
Hold on. It used to be only for, like...
Wasn't Charlize
after,
there on
yeah,
on
there? Like, yeah, like, I've seen Miles... I've actually taken screenshots, which you're not allowed to do, of like very famous
breaker.
Athletes.
See,
yeah,
that's why you won't get. That's why you've been on the wait list since 2013.
So I submitted my profile with my small little Instagram account, and then once you're on the wait list, you're basically on the wait list forever. Mm. And so I had like 75,000 followers on Instagram, still couldn't get on to Raya. This was like 5 years ago, 3 years, whatever it was. And so then, like maybe 2 months ago, I got off of a plane. Maybe not even that. And it was like, hey, welcome to Raya.
Oh.
And then I like got on and I was like, librarian in Portland, Oregon. Oh my goodness, they're letting anybody on Raya these days. That's what I mean by normies. So yes, Complex rises to the level of famous enough for Raya.
Well,
but there's also like,
so you know what happens is Complex can make referrals.
Yes, and he's referring his normie friends.
Right, and so you know who's on it.
Who?
Yeah.
Chatty House will know.
Yeah. Who?
Kimberly's on it. You'll meet her tomorrow night.
Okay.
Kim's on it. Now, I don't know if Kim's a normie, but she's not Charlize Theron or whatever actors
I've
or actresses.
I've seen a lot of, like, wow, a lot of athletes are on it that you're like, whoa. Mm. One of them you talked about on this show, like 10 minutes ago in reference to Nick Bosa.
Micah?
Nope. We'll just
Miles?
Leave it there. Yep.
Hmm.
Can you?
Is Miles single?
And you're just like, are you single? How are you on this? And it's like looking for.
Is Glenn
friend.
Rice on there?
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. That. I think that is a fitting end to this show.
Oh,
I'm so happy you're here. I love you so much for
Me
flying
too.
Out for this weekend. We are going to have so much fun. We hope you have as much fun as we do. Enjoy your weekend. We'll be back here Monday at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Glenn Rice.
Oh, man.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey. D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.